This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy 2018. Sketchfest is right around the corner. It starts on the 11th and runs through the 28th. SF Sketchfest. There's a huge lineup of shows. You can get tickets and see the whole lineup at sketchfest.com. And we actually have a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to a special live recording of Audible's The Rant Is Due. It's a tribute to Lewis Black, which is presented by SF Sketchfest and Audible January 14th. When is the 14th? Is that Sunday?
11th, 12th, January 14th.
I think it is the 14th.
Yes, it's a Sunday.
It's at the Marines Memorial Theater, 7:30. SF Sketchfest pays tribute to a stand-up comedy legend and the brilliant king of the rant himself, Lewis Black, with an onstage conversation followed by a special live recording of Audible's The Rant Is Due. It takes listeners on a cross-country tour with Black as he performs his trademark style of comedy, skewering anything and everything that gets under his skin. Marriage, media, food, social issues, etc. Call number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You will instantly get on the Alice guest list at the door. And I believe we have these tickets tomorrow as well.
Right.
Cool. But that's it. And then just, you know, to get you ready for Sketchfest, which starts on Thursday.
This Thursday?
This Thursday, the 11th through the 28th. We'll be busy. We're going to be at Alice in Winterland, which you had tickets to the original Alice in Winterland December 12th, it's been rescheduled, and it's this Thursday. So if you didn't already get the memo, but you got those tickets, we're going to honor the tickets from last month at the door. Be listening to the Alice. There will be some tickets to be given away. But make sure you've got those original
tickets. I can't wait.
Me neither.
I'm rolling out solo now because she can't make it on this Thursday.
No. So?
No, that's okay. It's fine.
Why can't she make it?
I don't know. I think it's some scheduling conflict of some kind, but she was like, "That I can't do that."
What about those 8 pairs of tickets that you got?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm good. I got plenty of people.
Okay.
I got a group coming.
Your posse.
What about you?
I actually,
your entourage.
You just reminded me because I got 3 pairs. And
oh, because your parents,
my parents
were gonna go.
Aren't going to go. So I'll
better lock up some people.
I better. I'll give the tickets back to Denise. She'll be thrilled.
Are you telling me you don't have 10 people in line waiting to snatch?
Well, I don't.
Up?
I'm not sure if I do or not. So I'll ask around today. And if can't get rid of them, then.
Oh, you'll get rid of them.
I know. Get rid of them is the wrong phrase.
Everyone wants to go to the show.
John Mayer, Matt Nathanson. Unfortunately, Maren Morris could not make this rescheduled
Her
date.
Loss.
Her loss is right.
Your loss, punk.
Yeah. But John Mayer, Matt Nathanson, come on.
Can't wait.
I know, me neither. It's going
to
be great.
Shifting gears, I wanted to ask you when it came up earlier, but we're so scattered on a first day back after 2 weeks.
There was so much to do today.
So one of the things that went down at the Golden Globes that I actually saw, because I saw very little of it, Frances McDormand, I saw her win, and I saw her get up to speak, and I saw them dump her like 5 times.
Yeah.
And I was trying to read her lips, but I didn't hear any cuss.
They dumped 2 things that weren't even swears, but then she said the S word with the E at the end, you know, like they say it like in England or something, with a long I. And they didn't dump that. So they dumped Fox Broadcasting or Fox
Searchlight.
Fox Searchlight.
And they didn't
because they heard the I guess. So they dumped that, and then they dumped Molotov Cocktail or something?
Yes. She was saying she can't throw a baseball.
But she could throw a Molotov Cocktail.
Right, and they thought she said something else. Yeah.
Yeah, they thought she said something else. I don't think they would have dumped Molotov Cocktail.
No.
None of what she said was dumpable. The thing that got through was the one thing that
should have been dumped.
Okay.
Exactly.
Does that guy get fired?
I just sat there listening to that going, why do they keep dumping at her?
Yeah.
And don't fleeting. I thought that was one of the rulings that just had come down was that a fleeting expletive is okay. It was the Bono ruling, right?
Something like that.
It was like he had cussed on some award show, and they were like, you can't hold these TV people responsible when some rock star lets one fly. It's not, you know.
Everyone's been asked not to swear. It's, they know it's a live event. We did our best to try to get rid of it.
Rock stars do what they want.
That's the whole point of being a rock star. You can't do what you want. Why bother?
No smoking, really?
Hold this.
I mean, everyone runs around catching their ashes in their hand.
Right.
That's what happens for rock stars.
Everywhere I turn, there's a hand to catch the ash.
All right. Well, anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys wrote as we are now back and live. 510 says, this weekend I saw Back to the Future 2 with my kids, and the future took place in 2015. My son asked, when are we going to have flying cars?
It's kind of funny how unfuture-like the future is. The current future we're living in. Although we do have some pretty amazing things and more amazing things to come.
I wish they'd slow down.
I don't.
To be totally honest with you, I think that
time is limited anyway.
Actually, someone, you know what? Someone wrote in here a great point.
About what?
Here it is, 415. Human walking in beautiful Bali to a waterfall. Every single person had their phone out. What a picture of how addicted all are to devices. Could have been experiencing an awesome environment. Sort of sad that we don't know how to immerse anymore.
Mm. What a dumb comment.
That's from 415.
Listen, 415, you want to remember those moments, so you take a picture. It's not like I was living behind my phone. I went to the waterfall. I walked in the water. I enjoyed it. I took it in.
Did you get your phone wet?
Got my phone wet.
Then I got deathly ill and spent the last day in my room.
I did. I got sick. But, hey, aren't you sick too?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Why are you so touchy?
What are you talking about?
He's fragile. I think he doesn't feel well, so he's like grabbing his head.
Honey.
His head hurts.
Eat some chicken soup.
Tripping on the mean email that you just read. That's what I'm tripping on.
I didn't even know if that was directed at you. I think they were saying they were on a walk to a...
No, they said
human, but you know, they're just talking about the device addiction. Yeah, I don't think you need to... But okay, you know what? Be defensive. That's fine.
Thanks so much. I appreciate the
permission. Happy 2018, everybody.
Hey. 707 says, I am so Fox Searchlight happy that you guys are back.
Oh. We can substitute Fox Searchlight for anything.
Yeah.
Come on, Adele.
My husband is convinced the only way ice skating will be watchable is if they were naked. It is so boring.
I don't even want to see that naked. I enjoy their outfits.
I like the whole thing. I enjoy it very much. It's one of my favorite parts of the Winter Olympics.
It is?
Yes. I love that. I like that. I like the ski jump. I like the fast slalom. What's the skiing? Is it called slalom where they go around the flags?
Sure.
Really fast. I like that. That's pretty fun.
Vinny, someone had texted earlier, it's probably coming up where you're reading, is that this is the first year, they're saying this is the first year that ice skaters can use songs with words.
Oh.
So that to me is kind of fun, because I would get bored by the music, because that's not my type of music. But,
right. What did they use, like classical?
Well, I mean, look at Bryn had played Turn Down for What from this, who was it?
Jimmy Ma?
Whatever his name was, but. I mean, that's a fun song. I would love to
Jimmy Ma
hang out with that.
Jimmy Ma. He's out, though, guys. He's not making it.
Bummer. Sorry, Jimmy.
Number 11. Turned down for what? Didn't help.
I'm sure the audience was all, yeah!
Yeah, it seemed like the crowd reaction was great. Bryn got a new car over
another
vacation.
Car?
How many cars do you have now?
I have a total of two cars.
Really?
Now.
You have two
that's
cars?
Not true.
I know, it's totally not true. What, two cars do you keep in your house?
Counting my family's
hold
cars.
On. Tell is this Kuxel Wan math or what? Because you've got at least 15 cars.
No, here's what we
you
know.
Don't count my
hold on.
Stuff.
Hang on. Here's what we know. He has a Mercedes. He has a Corvette.
You sold the Mercedes?
I sold everything. You sell stuff when you buy new things.
You sold the Corvette.
Yeah, I sold it.
You don't have a Corvette anymore.
How about the motorcycle?
Still have that.
Two motors. You have at least two motorcycles.
That's not considered a car. No.
How many motorcycles do you
have? Two motorcycles equal one car.
You just have the BMW bike?
Yeah, well, I ride my dad's Harley sometimes because he doesn't. Somebody's got to warm it up every once in a while.
Your dad's got a Harley?
Mm-hmm.
And you drive his Tesla and his Lambo?
No, really. Mm-hmm. Not really.
Your dad has a Lamborghini?
Yeah, it's like
damn,
taking up space in the garage, just sitting there.
All right, so what'd you buy?
I got a Sarah car.
He bought a toaster. Car.
He bought one of those expensive toaster, electric toaster
don't
things.
Don't give me that face.
She doesn't like, even like that car.
Oh, are you crazy? I love
you
that
hate
car.
That car. Actually,
you're bananas.
You
bananas.
You don't like that car.
I love that
oh
car.
Oh, my God.
Car. Who said that?
You.
When?
So you
lots
lied. I texted her over the vacation.
No.
And
I love that car. I don't have a bad thing to say about it.
Oh, my God.
You're thinking of my old car. Absolutely not. You're crazy. I love that car.
She's told us how many times. Hey, you can't even get AM on that car. Can you
yeah,
get
you
it
can't
on your
get
car?
AM.
Yeah, I know that. But, you know, it's fine. When you get FM.
That's the one thing I've ever bitched about.
Oh, my God.
What else have I bitched about?
No, I got you. It's cool.
It parks itself.
Not like you endorse BMW. You don't have to lie about it.
Yeah,
I'm not.
I mean,
I've had that car for 3 years. I love that
and
car.
I would buy it every time.
You would buy another one?
I would.
Okay, look at her blinking. She's like,
I'm not blinking. What color did you buy?
It's a weird color. I can't remember what it's called.
It's like gray and black.
Andesite silver or something like that.
So it's gray.
It's gray and
silver.
Black.
Yeah, it's like grayish. Or,
yeah, dark gray.
How fun.
Wait,
yeah,
but I thought you needed the other car because of the kid.
Exactly. And I was driving around this small SUV through the city and for work, and it's just one, gas, and two, the size just isn't nimble. So I wanted a small car to get around.
Nice.
And works perfectly for this situation.
Yeah, so I'm walking in this morning. This is why this comes up. I'm walking in, I'm like, somebody bought it. That's Brent's parking spot. So when I walked up here, I'm like, what the hell are you driving now? I bought a Sarah car.
That's what they're called, by the way, everybody. Sarah car.
Wait, okay, so I'm confused. So you have that car and?
And SUV. The SUV, yeah.
Oh, okay, you still
for
have the
baby.
SUV. Uh-huh. That's Mazda Acura?
No, Acura RDX.
So okay. Now ding, that's what Anita ding. Is going to be driving?
Ding, ding, shame. That girl
yeah,
don't drive.
Huh?
She ain't never going to drive.
No, she's going to learn how to drive.
She doesn't even have a license.
She what?
Come on, don't call her out now.
This is I didn't know that. How did she get to work?
The city. She works at Union Square. You can't even drive there
so
if
you
wanted
walk,
to.
So she walks to Caltrains?
We're a 5-minute walk to BART. So
she's back at work already?
Not yet. She's going to be soon, though, in about a month.
Damn, she doesn't have a car, huh? That's crazy.
Well, now she does. One of the two, right?
Well,
if she learns how to drive.
Can't drive it.
When she learns how to drive. She's going to learn how to drive.
When? Huh?
She's
soon.
Not going to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's too late for her.
That's why I got the self-parking thing, you know what I'm saying?
It does work, but it's really slow. I just park it myself.
Yeah, we can see from the scratches on the bumpers.
That's one scratch, and Yuzi was with me.
It's true.
I blame Yuzi.
It's like 12 inches long, though.
So what?
I was like, She goes, oh, well. And I'm like, oh!
What are you going to do?
She didn't care.
Kick the column? I don't care.
But you got out of it so, it was so fast the way she was pulling out. I was like,
yeah. I just didn't pull back far enough before I cut the wheel.
You're lucky the dumb thing didn't go out of the steering wheel.
the airbag?
Yeah.
It's nice. It's 3 years old. It should have a scratch on it.
707 says, Muse is amazing live. I've seen them 3 times, and they always put on a tight show of sound and sight. And I go to a lot of concerts, and I will always try to see Muse when they come around. Yeah, they're great. They really are.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see them.
Love the Struts. Best find at Bottle Rock 2016. Have seen them twice since.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. You guys, this lineup is amazing. Yeah, the Bottle Rock lineup has been announced. You can go to Radio Alice.
And we only gave you the tiniest sliver of the bands that are playing. There are 100 bands playing. Go to BottleRockNapaValley.com or go to RadioAlice.com. It's all there for you. It's easy to find. Oh, yeah. Crank this up. I haven't heard this song for a while. I love this tune. Kiss this. That's a good one.
925 says, I've been playing HQ since before Thanksgiving. Only 100,000 players. So fun.
That was back then, it was only 100,000.
How many is it now?
It was 1 million people played last night. Over 1 million people were playing the game
wow.
at the same time. It's a live game. So there's like a live host, and then they sit and they talk to you, and then they start putting the questions up, and you have to answer them. You have 10 seconds to answer, and 3 choices.
Wow.
It's, yeah, I was. into it. And you can win up to $10,000. But nobody ever does.
Do you have to pony up to get in?
No. They have sponsors, and I'm sure they're paying for to get your phone number off of them.
And they're gonna turn around
what else
can
it be? Yeah, exactly. Boy, I can't wait to get more calls.
Huh. First day of work at Google. So glad S&V are back for my rainy day.
Yay, we're back.
Oh, my rainy commute.
We're back! We're back on Alice again.
People eat raw, take it to a ridiculous level. They eat raw meat, too, unless they're vegetarians, but all of them aren't. They will argue that raw meat is healthier and worth the risk of salmonella. Why are you surprised about the water?
Oh, I just... not that surprised. People are into weird things.
Yeah.
But if I heard that it would be dangerous, I would be... that would dissuade me.
Yeah,
like
immediately.
I don't understand how people can hear that something's dangerous and go, I'm still in. Mm-hmm. I gotta do the raw water, man. Like, water's already raw. Just run it through some cheesecloth and let's get the impurities out of there. Or whatever they do. I don't even know how whatever. What do they do?
Well, let's hope it's more than cheesecloth.
Yeah. It's good enough for gravy.
What?
Don't you strain your gravy before you? No.
What gravy?
Like Thanksgiving gravy?
Like out of the packet?
No. I would never use
a
packet.
You make homemade gravy.
You make homemade gravy. You got to like pour it through the cheese.
You mean with the giblets?
The giblets, yeah. Et cetera. All the stuff. Yeah. All the scrapings from the pan.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I'm going to barf.
Finny.
I strain them out. The heart, the gizzard, the liver, the kidneys.
But I have used the packet before.
Yeah, I have too.
It's okay.
The
jars are okay.
Yeah, they're actually good. You can kind of
the tan stuff is the best. That's the best. The turkey. It's tan colored, whatever that is.
Oh,
the powdered.
That's the light.
It's like tan. I don't know.
Not beef gravy, chicken
gravy.
Yeah,
turkey
gravy.
Yeah, turkey gravy.
I like real. I like it real thin.
I like the brown gravy.
Yeah, I like all gravy. I'll try all the gravy. See if I like it or not.
415 says, we've been drinking pure water for so long, we've lost the ability to fight off normal crap that is in raw water.
Yeah, also the earth is way more polluted than back in the olden days.
Yeah, there's that too. But even then, whether it was dinosaur crap or whatever.
There's always been poop and water.
Yeah, they're... ugh.
And it's all been the same water since the beginning. We don't have new water all the time.
937 says, raw water, otherwise known as E. coli. Mm. Yeah, yuck. But you know, rich people.
Got to have their thing. Got to live dangerously.
Get it up there. You know what? It's about
I'm gonna
it.
I'm going to drink some raw water. Living on the edge.
This is dangerous living. That's exactly it.
Yeah. Oh. Whoa. Like, what do they think is going to, you know, what's the benefit of it? What? Okay. Whatever. I don't need to question it. I just need to not drink it.
Right.
Everybody, please. Who's got time for E. coli?
Not me.
Nobody got time for that.
Right. Although, I bet it helps you lose weight, right?
Oh, well, that is one benefit. God knows that's time consuming. But think about it. Stare at food that you can't eat.
I had a scrunchie in my hair this morning.
Yeah.
Good, well, good for you. You're back in fashion.
Yep.
You waited all the way around.
Scrunchies never went out
just
as far as I'm
concerned.
Just
wear it outside the house.
I'm wearing it all the time. I'm going to start putting my hair in like 5 ponytails on top of my head. Each one with a different colored scrunchie.
With your how do you say it? Barrette?
Barrette?
Barrette.
Barrette.
Barrette. All right.
Yeah. I can't even say it. Say it.
Barrette.
Barrette.
You said like I'm from Alabama. Barrette. It's a barrette. Put in a pair of barrettes. You guys, give me some vodka and a hot dog. I'm done with this.
Blanca wore a red dress to the Golden Globes. The yellow dress showing her hoo-ha is what she wore to the Oscars last year. Yeah. She wore that to the biggest event of them all.
Yeah, it's you know, if that's what you want to see, there it is.
Well, yeah, you want to see it, but yikes.
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't a peak. It was a full on. Here's
right. It's not a hint.
All of it.
It's not just a suggestion. It's not like one of those ones where you feel like if you turned your computer screen, you might be able to.
No.
It's like, hey, everyone. Here it is.
And here's Laura Dern.
It's a new name for it. I love Laura Dern. I don't want people to get me wrong with that. I just, she really took me out of
Star Wars.
I was glad
she won last night.
Oh, yeah. She was good. I loved her character on Big Little Lies.
Mm. Oh, she's fantastic in Star Wars, too.
Uh-huh.
Hooman, distilled water is stripped of all minerals, which can actually cause an electrolyte imbalance in your body. Your body will leach electrolytes from your tissue in order to add them to the mineral-free water you are drinking.
Yeah, you're fine with filtered fluoride. He really doesn't like the fluoride. It's also, they say, isn't distilled water supposed to be super flat tasting and just like very lame? Like nothing like a great glass of water.
I use it, I haven't done this in a long time, but when I do a neti pot.
Yeah, it's like sterilized water. When do you do neti pots?
I haven't done it in a couple years. I had this sinus infection one time, and I did a neti pot for, I don't know, 4 days or so. I haven't used it
Was
since.
It easy? So you pour it in one nostril and it comes out your mouth?
One nostril and it like came out the other nostril.
Does it burn?
You know, no, water? Not at all. It actually loosens things up and it feels a lot better and gets rid of that
pressure.
Yeah.
You ever do a neti pot?
I don't know what it is.
Looks like a little mini teapot and you pour it in your nose.
I don't think I have.
It's like distilled water and some kind of saline solution, I think.
That gal I went out with for a while, I did those
ear irrigation,
ear candle things.
Oh, how did that go?
Does it work?
You're supposed to be able to look inside, and you're like, "Oh, that's all the stuff from my ear." But I think it's just the stuff from the candle burning.
Oh,
I don't think it's really getting. Anyway, I don't.
You can go to ear doctor, and they'll clean your ear up for you.
Yeah,
that seems safer than burning a candle into your ear. I don't know.
Well, anyway, whatever. Wouldn't it be great to have Oprah as our first gay woman and black president?
Oprah's gay?
That's what they say.
You get a tax cut. You get a tax cut. This is from 415.
That's adorable. There is now, by the way, like a whole trending thing about Oprah running for president. So,
well, get ready because, you know, someone says careful something what you online wish for, and everybody. The next thing you know, everyone's wearing black. Like, who even suggested that and how did that? Anyway. So glad you guys are back live. During your vacation, I re-listened to the podcast when Vinny shares a story about Isla calling the kid in her class a punk.
Yeah.
Made me laugh every time.
That was a
Happy
good one.
New Year to you all.
That was so fun.
Yeah, I got a talking to for that, though.
Yeah. You weren't wrong, though.
I don't think I was wrong either.
The punk was the problem, but you were right to tell her.
She
you know,
needs to just stop that right there.
Well, she needs to do... You know, have a comeback and be strong about it, but she doesn't have to call a name. And a kid does not know what a punk is.
I just loved when the missus told me the story about what she said. She made the face that all the kids made. They were all like big-eyed and like they just all went, "What just happened?"
We just learned a new word.
I sent my kid
I don't
in
eat
there,
my peas, punk.
Armed with a comeback, mom. And boy, she let it rip.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I felt pretty good about that. And then I was told, we've been asked not to tell her to do that.
But she should feel free to say, who asked your opinion?
Yeah, I agree.
Fellow student. That's not quite as cutting, is it?
Not quite.
I rented Love Actually this Christmas upon Sarah's recommendation. What a piece of poo. Sarah, you owe me $3. Love you.
Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
You did?
Yeah. Oh, I did post during vacation. I posted that.
Didn't.
I did. I posted on Christmas Eve because we watched it on Christmas Eve.
What'd you post? That here I am watching.
No, I just took a screenshot of the very beginning of it. It said, Love Actually is all around.
I'm with you, Bonnie. Cassettes sucked. Never liked them. Didn't like CDs much either. They were a step in the right direction.
Cassettes.
Yeah, CDs were cool at least because you didn't have to flip it and you could skip if you wanted to get out of a song and it didn't. I mean, they scratched for sure, and inevitably you didn't get it back in its case, and it ended up on the floor and ended up scratched, but that's your own fault.
It was better than the
cassette.
The cassette
that gets... Oh, no!
Not spaghetti again! We're really late. I'm gonna press this button now. We'll be back in a second. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
You didn't.
She's very tuned in. Very tuned in.
I know what's up.
Yep. Hey, guys. Happy 2018. Yeah. Thanks for listening today. Happy Monday. Tomorrow on the show.
This is
oh,
it.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, can you hear that?
This is Entourage song. Yeah. I was saying that this song sounds like the Stretch song.
Yeah. Kiss This.
Kiss This. Right. Yeah. To me in my head, maybe not to you guys.
Oh, no, I totally.
Yeah, you feel it?
Hear the similarity.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this dress. Oh, so good.
So listen, we've got that special word of the day that's mm-hmm. happening all this week, and that's your chance to win your way into the special the night before concert, the night before the big game. Mm-hmm. We fly you and a friend to Minneapolis, 3 nights hotel stay, a couple tickets to see the Dave Matthews Band. There's additional prizes in this as well. There are more chances today, noon and 4. You'll hear a special code word. You need to know the new text number, which I have here somewhere.
Started with a 7,
here
I think.
Here it is right here. 72881.
Yes.
So Entercom is our new company. We had another, you know, for these national contests. Right. We had a different. This is a brand. If you text us, you have not entered the contest. 72881. So noon, you'll get your next word. It's your next chance to win this. And then again at 4. And we're doing that all week. So tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, we'll have another chance. So you said that is it for the Justin Timberlake tickets.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have more of these Lewis Black presentation.
The tribute, yeah. Right. That's we'll have that tomorrow. One more pair.
Part of Sketchfest. And is that all that we've got? What about Winterland? Are we done with tickets for that?
No, we'll have tickets tomorrow.
Okay, perfect.
For the next couple days, we'll have
John
tickets.
Mayer and Matt Nathanson. Is this with the meet and greet with Matt
Correct.
Nathanson?
Mm-hmm. Oh, perfect. Sweet.
All right, so yeah. Keep it here on the Alice. All week long. We're super excited. I can't believe that. Boom, we
I
come
know.
Back to work and Winterland is happening Potty on term. Thursday. Excellent. All right. Have a great day and we'll see you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.